How is it with my soul? May 23. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. God wants each one of us to find his place, and when each one is in his place, doing the work that God has given him, there will be perfect unity. We need to make it plain to the world that God sent his Son into the world to save sinners. How are we to do this? By putting forth every effort for unity. Each one is to feel that there is need for him to confess his own mistakes and errors, not the mistakes and errors of someone else. We need to come together as men who are amenable to God. We have been bought with a price. We have only one judge, the man Christ Jesus. We have not been given the work of measuring one another's characters. It is our own characters that we are to measure, by the truth contained in the Scriptures. God can enable us to do this, and can impress on our minds what we must do in order to inherit eternal life. God loves his people, and he wants them to make their peace with him. He wants everyone to stand in that relation to others that he is willing to make any sacrifice in order to save the souls of his brethren. They may not have done right, but God wants us to work earnestly to help them, that his name may not be dishonored before the world. God does not give us promises because we have always done right, but that his name may be glorified. Let no one endeavor to cover up his own sins by revealing the mistakes of someone else. God has not given us this work to do. We are to leave others to humble their own hearts, that they may come to the light of the knowledge of God. There are those who have been loading themselves down with responsibilities that the Lord has forbidden them to carry. For years light has come to them, but they have not heeded it. What shall be done? Shall we leave these men to sink under the responsibilities that they have chosen to take upon themselves? No, we are to help them out of their difficult position. It rests upon us to do the very best we can to lift the pressure from these burdened souls. Let each one ask himself the question, "How is it with my soul today?" And tomorrow let him ask himself the question, "How is it with my soul today?" Thus, day by day, let each one humble his heart before God. A morning talk given at Berrien Springs, Michigan.